Across the infinite stretches of the Milky Way, untold danger lurks in every star system. In this celestial void, a confederation of brave space adventurers have joined together to keep the galaxy safe from the forces of tyranny and subjugation. Join us for the interstellar adventures of the most daring of these galactic defenders of freedom, Captain Cometfire of the Cosmo Corps! On the bridge of the Quasar's heart, a reunion of friends kicks off a new adventure for the Cosmo Corps.
Captain on the bridge.
Captain Cometfire, I relinquish command of the Quasar's heart to you.
I relieve you, Commander Stellashine.
You can say that again.
Welcome back, Captain. I'm glad you've rejoined us. Anything you'd like me to blow up for you?
Commander Stellashine hasn't given you enough chances to show off, Commander Darkmoon.
I've followed her orders to the letter, ma'am.
And hated every minute of it, I suspect.
That's not true.
I believe he's forgotten that I'm a psychic captain. But, to be fair, Commander Darkmoon never complained about a single order, even when he was chomping at the bit.
A guy has to set a good example, you know? Look, I love talking about me as much as anybody, but how about you, Captain? How did things work out with your leave of absence?
Better than I expected, but not as good as I hoped. The woman I used to call my best friend doesn't seem to like me very much, but I don't think she still wants to kill me.
I have no fewer than 4 ex-girlfriends about whom I can say the same thing.
Do you think things will improve?
I think we both needed some space. It was starting to feel like I was pushing too hard.
Well, if it's space you want, we've got light years worth.
You should take some time to get settled in, Captain. But I do need to brief you on our current mission.
Let's meet in the ready room in about an hour. For now, Helmsman, increase speed by 3 factors.
Our speed was sufficient to arrive at our current heading on schedule, Captain.
Yes, but I've been cooped up on a single planet for too long. Sometimes a person just needs to fly a little bit faster for a while.
See, she gets it.
Bark, woof, bark, bark. Nay, whinny, whinny. Bark, bark, woof, bark. Whinny, nay, nay.
Hey, hey. There's no need to get personal about this.
Woof, woof, woof.
I didn't say you started it, Roxy. Maybe this was a bad idea.
Nay, nay, whinny, nay.
What in the star system is going on?
Oh, welcome back, Captain. Sorry, I thought we'd be done by now.
Whinny, whinny, nay, nay, whinny.
Okay, you're being unnecessarily defensive there, Helen. Look, our time is up anyway. I need to sign off. I'll follow up with a review for your programming team as soon as I can.
What was that?
There's a team in Nebula University trying to develop a holographic assistant. Some of the programming is sort of similar to what I used when I built Roxy.
Woof, woof, bark, bark.
I said sort of similar, girl. Anyway, they thought it would be instructive to have Helen and Roxy meet.
Helen? Helen the holographic horse?
I know. And things just got worse when they decided to suggest a random topic for discussion. I should have told them they needed a different topic when they picked philosophy.
2 artificial intelligences were arguing over philosophy. That sounds weirdly fascinating.
You'd think so, but it very quickly turned into Diogenes waving a plucked chicken at Plato.
Kenny, I don't actually know that reference.
Oh, I'm sorry. You see, Plato had defined humans as...
No. No, I'm pretty sure whatever the real explanation is, it's not as interesting as the mental image in my head.
Bark, 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 woof.
I'm not disobeying a direct order not to tell her, Roxy.
Captain?
Commander, I believe I'm ready for the rundown. Tell me about Planet Foswell.
Mr. Cosmoid?
Foswell is a rogue planet, Captain. It isn't a part of any solar system. It's just sort of moving through space wherever inertia happens to take it. The unique thing here is that Foswell is inhabited.
It is the Foswellites who have requested our assistance.
They're not terribly advanced technologically. They can do some remarkable things with geothermal energy, but they've been isolated for most of their recent history. They never developed extraplanetary travel since there wasn't really anywhere for them to go.
So what sort of assistance do they need?
Planet Foswell is on a trajectory taking it through the outer rim of the Altair system. There are two inhabited planets in that system, and they've been at war for decades. Both sides have been plundering the minerals of uninhabited planets in the system to build war fleets and planetary defenses.
So if I'm reading between the right lines, the warring factions saw the rogue planet heading toward the edge of their system, and they started drooling.
Woof, woof, bark.
No offense, Roxy.
Generally, we prefer...
the term Foswellites.
As Foswellians is...
a bit of a mouthful.
I apologize, Grand Vizier. Certainly no offense was meant.
We do not...
take offense.
It was merely...
that we wanted you to know.
Duly noted. Let's discuss what our options are. I'm going to assume that evacuation is not a tenable solution.
Even if it were...
we have nowhere to go.
I understand. So we have some good news, at least. Neither of the two armadas have many ships that can reach the outer edges of their solar system. They've mostly focused on limited-range cruisers to patrol the inner planets. So we're not facing off against the entire armada, at least.
Can you defend us?
From the ships they do have?
That's ideally what we want to avoid. If it comes down to a firefight, we can probably win, but not without a lot of collateral damage. We have another plan in mind. If we push our tractor beam into the red zone, we can divert the path of your planet. It won't be by much, but it doesn't have to be. We can take you just outside of the Altair system. It should cut the number of ships that can reach you in half, and it's hopefully going to make it not worth the effort to harvest any resources from your planet.
Unfortunately, this...
cannot be so.
I'm sorry?
The Great Presence has decreed...
how our lands shall course the heavens.
The Great Presence?
The one that is many.
And guides us through the dark.
This is a part of your religion.
It
is.
Well, then it sounds like we have a very limited time to come up with Plan B.
Why won't you die?
Just stubborn, I guess. And also, your aim is terrible.
Surrender your ship to us.
So you can't hit me to save your life, so you try asking me to just give up? I admire your gumption, but I'm going to have to decline.
You are within the sovereign territory of the Krevlok regime. Any ship entering our territory will be surrendered unto us, or we shall destroy you.
Okay. You silly billies need to get your story straight. I haven't been 10 minutes since someone told me I was within the sovereign territory of the Porven Collective. Now, which one is it?
Come out of range of the pathetic Krevlok fleet, and we shall show you, human.
Hey, I was in your range plenty of times, and you folks couldn't scratch me. Besides, haven't you folks been at war for approximately forever? What do you care about hitting the other fleet?
There will be no engagement between their useless ships and ours. There is a limited window to secure the rogue planet.
So you're going to work together to move the planet into an orbit where you can take advantage of it and worry about stealing it from each other later. Cute. I could almost respect that if planet Foswell didn't already belong to someone.
The Foswellians will be absorbed into the labor caste of the Porven Collective.
Whether they want to or not.
If they find death preferable to joining with the Krevlok regime, we can certainly accommodate that.
Cool. Let me just make a note to remind myself never to come to any parties you people throw. I don't quite gel with your hosting style.
Commander, you can return now. We have what we need.
Roger. Permission to go out with a bang?
Is that tactically necessary?
It couldn't hurt.
At your discretion, then.
Oh, yeah.
What's your assessment, Commander?
For people who've been at war for centuries, I'd expect better targeting systems. That's the good news, however. They might not be able to hit my star splicer, but I'm pretty sure even they can hit a whole planet.
And the devices they plan to use to divert Foswell?
I put some dings and dents in them, and that cluster torpedo I dropped off on my way out probably helped. Thing is, though, they've got them spread out amongst most of the ships. I can keep them busy and confused, but I can't take out the whole assault force all by my lonesome. Even with the Quasar's heart, keeping most of these jokers away from Foswell is going to be a lot of flies to swat at.
Then it sounds like Kenny's plan makes the most sense.
Don't make a lick of sense to me, but I don't have the science background to follow half of what he was talking about. Anyway, I'm on my way back. See you soon.
Woof, woof, bark, woof.
I think they're going to have to be geosynchronous, girl. I'd love it if we could plant them on the planet itself, but stabilizing the platforms will take too long.
Bark, bark, woof.
Oof, you're probably right. But that's one more thing to consider.
How is the planning going, Mr. Cosmoid? Did you get what you needed from the sensor sweep Commander Darkmoon performed?
Bark, bark.
I don't think Josh would like it if we asked him if he could hold still more, Roxy.
He might take it as a challenge, but I would prefer if that request didn't make it to him.
The data's promising, Commander. There's nothing in the sensors from either fleet that we need to worry about. I'm just working on the satellites. We'll need to give them some kind of defense from space debris, and I need to decide between a low-powered force field or a laser to vaporize anything that might damage the satellite.
The force field seems like a simpler build, since you don't need to worry about targeting software. I imagine that is the priority.
It is, but it's putting stress on the energy cells. The whole design should still have enough power, but we went from 99% certain to 90%. I don't like those numbers.
Woof, bark, bark, woof.
That might work?
What is her suggestion?
If we lower the strength of the force field, we can conserve energy. As long as they don't run into too much debris, I imagine they'll be fine, but it's a risk.
Kenny, I'm sensing some frustration. Do you want to tell me about it?
Permission to speak freely?
Granted, Mr. Cosmoid.
It's just that, look, the old plan was better. It just was. I have 10 ideas to boost the output of the tractor beams, and any one of them would have moved Foswell so far out of the solar system, they'd be free and clear. If staying on whatever trajectory they're currently on is so important, we could probably put them back on it after a detour. Instead, we're working with these satellites, and I barely have enough time to get enough of them built. There's just so much that could go wrong with this plan, and I hate that the Foswellites are so stubborn about it.
I can understand what you're feeling, Kenny. May I offer two observations?
Of course.
I would first say that you should be cautious about dismissing what someone holds to be sacred or to decide that they should not have such an opinion. If history has been any indication, that does not tend to end well. However, I think my second point is the more practical one. I believe your frustrations are misdirected. The Foswellites have every right to believe that the path their planet takes them on is something not to be interfered with. The danger they are facing is from the Krevlok and the Porvan fleets. They are the ones who are making the Foswellites' belief inconvenient, and they are doing so by being willing to take and destroy what is not theirs. Perhaps rather than focusing on how frustrated you are with the Foswellites, you can consider how utterly satisfying it will be to defeat the thieves and murderers who are threatening them.
Commander, you are really good at helping a person find motivation.
It comes with being a psychic.
Prepare to break formation. We'll come at them from every angle.
Don't let me tell you what to do, but you probably should have broken formation before you were in range of the Singularity missile.
Return fire.
Shields holding for now, Captain.
Quantum cannons fire. Full spread on the plasma blasters.
Spread out. Concentrate fire on the Cosmocore vessel.
Yes, but which one?
We need to attach the magno tethers to the planet. Send half your fighters to keep the Quasar's heart busy.
Keep up the cover fire.
Commander Darkmoon, are you all right?
I'm not the target. You've pretty much given up on trying to shoot me. Watch out for yourselves.
Launching magno tethers.
What?
Josh, that's your cue.
Woo! I love my job.
signal tethers. He's destroyed them.
Forget the tethers. What happened to the planet?
Planet? Sorry, we've been escorting a hologram projector. Did I forget to tell them that?
I'm afraid so, Captain.
Oh. I would feel bad about that. Except I don't want to.
What has happened to the planet?
I love the fact that they think we're going to tell them.
It is kind of adorable, isn't it? Here's what you need to know. We redirected Planet Foswell off of its path through your system days ago, and we masked it from your sensors. We only came here to divert you and take out your magno tethers. If you ever do figure out where the planet went, we want to make sure it's as not worth your time as possible to try a stunt like this again.
It's been fun playing with you, warmongering slimeballs, but it's time to say goodbye. So sorry to see the backs of you.
6 months living under a holographic cloak until they're completely out of range. That's tough.
It's probably closer to 8 months to be safe, Captain.
Though if anyone can do it, it's the Foswellites. As a rogue planet, they're not used to having neighbors, so I imagine they can deal with the enforced isolation.
I have to say, I missed pulling off the impossible. Nice work on the fake planet and the hollow satellites, Kenny. That design was pretty impressive.
Thank you, Captain. It gave me some ideas for improving the interface for Helen the Hollow Horse.
Bark, bark, woof, bark, bark.
It's okay, girl. I'll do the talking this time.
And so once again, the forces of tyranny and violence have been stymied by the efforts of Captain Comet Fire of the Cosmo Corps.
You have been listening to Captain Comet Fire of the Cosmo Corps, Episode 3, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. The announcer was Dan Wenzel. Captain Comet Fire was Rebecca Scheimer. Josh Darkmoon was Adam Gastengee. Commander Stellashine was Andy Gastengee. Kenny Cosmoid was Aaron Manka-White. Helen the Holographic Horse was Morgan Gastengee. Roxy the Robohound was Jill Wenzel. The Foswellian Grand Vizier was Andrew Dell and Brianna Kuby. The commander of the Krevlok regime was Rhett Tennant, and the headman of the Porvan Collective was Liz Music. Some sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you later. And an out-of-this-world thank you to all of the supporters of the Seat of Our Pants Players Patreon. Please, consider supporting us yourself. Patreon.com/SeatOfOurPantsPlayers.